Kim, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Wendy, it seems like nearly everybody around us has what the kids like to call lottery fever. You don't have lottery fever, do you?
There are dueling jackpots. I will tell you that.
Yes. So you can play the local one, which is worth a whole bunch of money. You can play the national one that's worth a whole bunch of money. And at least two of our coworkers, Steve Bertrand is one, Judy Pilak is the other, 100% sure that they're going to win the lottery and then be rude to everybody around them. We have a guest to talk about the odds, and they're not pretty. Jason Gershman joins us right now, associate professor over at Nova Southeastern University's Department of Math, located in Florida. Dr. Gershman, thank you very much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me.
Let's be honest.
I want to know if you're playing, first off, Dr. Gershman.
I had not planned on it so far, but that may change come tomorrow.
When you hear people do this, when you hear people reason it out of how they have a really great chance of winning, they've got some inside track, what do you think when you hear those stories?
I think they're total nonsense. There is really no inside track. People buy books or find websites to help them pick numbers. But really, it doesn't give you any advantage at all. It's just more of a placebo effect. You feel better that you may have a system, but in reality, there is no advantage.
It's 100% luck, right? There's not a single iota of skill involved in picking lottery numbers, is there?
No. I mean, to try to not share a jackpot, you try to pick numbers that are maybe less often played. Don't pick 11, 21, lucky numbers like that, 7. Play numbers that are maybe not birthdays, 32 or higher, play 50-something in the 60s, numbers that are less often played, so you don't share a jackpot if you win the whole thing.
But if that's true, if you were going to choose numbers that are least often picked, wouldn't you pick something ridiculous like consecutive numbers? Wouldn't you just go all numbers in a row or something like that, or would that really be silly?
I mean, you could do that. If the numbers end up being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those are actually very commonly picked, so you'll share many different ways. So maybe try picking numbers like 52, 63, 64, 65, 66 in a row like that. That's a little bit less often played.
It seems like the winning numbers do have at least one consecutive one, like a 17, 18, and then look for that in the win. That's all I'm telling
you. Yeah, you're right. Wendy, I swear, I was thinking this the other day because I looked at the winning numbers the other day, and I said to myself, they're all bunched together, and then there's a huge space, and they're bunched together again. Like most of us, in our brains, we'd go, well, you got to space them out. Pick something like in 1 to 8, and then something in the late teens, and something in the mid-30s. But they tend to fall into weird like clumps, don't they?
Is that the technical term?
Yeah, clumps, number clumps. That's what we call it.
There are number clusters, but they're if you look at any pattern long enough, you'll find clusters everywhere in life, even when they're just artificial. There really is nothing mathematically behind them. They're just by chance, and it does happen. But you do know there are quite often where there are numbers back-to-back or numbers even occasionally three in a row. But the chances of that happening over time are quite high. If you draw enough lotteries over enough years, you'll see those patterns will emerge. But they're really nothing to help predict the future.
If you want to win and you go the quick pick, that is probably the best way. Don't they say that most people who win do a quick pick and they're not hand-chosen numbers?
I mean, the chances are the same. I guess for the quick pick, if you lose, you just blame the computer rather than blame yourself. So you
if you're one of those people that plays on a weekly basis, should you pick the same numbers every time or should you vary it?
Mathematically, it wouldn't matter, but personally, if I change my numbers and my numbers I usually pick, one, I'd be too upset to live with myself, so I would keep the same one.
So when you hear these stories of people buying hundreds of tickets or thousands of tickets, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, I know somebody has to win. That's the thing that people always point out. Well, somebody's going to win. You got to play. You can't win without playing. But really, to buy hundreds of tickets, that doesn't increase your odds that much, does it?
No, winning the overall jackpot just marginally. It increases 100 times. 100 times essentially zero is still close to zero. So someone will win. The chance of someone winning is pretty high. The chance of you winning is almost zero.
So
this week, I think the jackpot may keep growing because the drawings this week, as Mega Millions is tonight and Powerball tomorrow. We have a lot of the country under a heavy snowstorm. People are low on cash from the holiday spending. There may not be that many tickets bought compared to a usual average drawing, so there may not be someone winning this week. May go on a week or two before a jackpot is hit.
So the weather is a factor in something like this, huh?
Oh yes. If the weather was nicer, people drive easily to the convenience store and buy tickets. Now they have to dredge through a snowstorm. They may think to themselves, is it worth going through a storm on icy roads to kill myself to go buy some tickets? They may not do that.
Do your odds go down as the jackpot goes up because more people are playing?
In mathematics, the expected value, the amount paid back, actually goes up because more money, more losing money from weeks past builds up. So actually they pay out, at the end of the day, will pay out more. So as the jackpot gets higher and higher, more the professionals and the big-time gamblers will invest because they realize now that their investment is better than it would be when it was only a $40 million jackpot.
Dr. Gershman,
we're still a long way from there. We're looking at maybe $2 billion before it actually is mathematically advantageous to play it as opposed to not play.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Interesting. Because you know numbers so well, Dr. Gershman, do you gamble at all, or do you realize that gambling is a game where the numbers are always, always against you?
I do it for fun, but I mean, I have a system and certain things, but my system doesn't work too well, which is why I'm a professor, not a gambler. So,
Can you give me a little hint? What is your system based on, though? What sort of system have you put together?
Bill's a former gambler and is just curious.
I used to gamble a lot, and I just want to know, because I don't know numbers anywhere near as well as you know numbers, so what would somebody like you, what would your system be based on?
I mean, looking at, for instance, horses going to Chicago Arlington Racetrack, looking at the racing form, reading the previous results to try to predict the future.
Yeah.
That you can do. As far as lotteries, really isn't much out there. That's just pure luck.
Can I tell you a system somebody told me once and it proved to be ridiculous? Tell me what you think about this. Somebody said that the odds of you losing 7 straight blackjack hands are infinitesimal. It's possible, but it doesn't happen very often. Just the way the cards are, you're not going to lose 7 in a row. And they said, here's what you want to do. You want to place a bet down, and if you lose that first hand, double your bet the second time. And if you lose that hand, double it the third time. And eventually, one of those 7 hands will go your way. You win your money back. I tried it. I lost 7 straight hands and a whole lot of money in a few minutes.
Yes, and in fact, that system actually has a name. It's called Gambler's Ruin. And anything that's called ruin usually is not a good thing.
Yeah, when he explained that theory to me, he did not use the word ruin. He just said, it's in your favor.
I actually use that in my classes every semester. I use that same example, but it is called Gambler's Ruin.
Okay, so if somebody goes out there and it spends like 10 bucks on some lottery tickets and hopes to win, there is absolutely nothing wrong in doing that, correct? It's when you start spending hundreds or thousands of dollars, that's bad. But 10 bucks, who cares? You may win, you may not.
Yeah, it's an entertainment cost. If you go into the movies, it costs $10, paying $10 for lottery. If you get $10 worth of enjoyment out of it, then go ahead and do it. By all means, it's fun. But if you're spending the last $10 you have on it, don't do it. It's just not worth it.
So you agree with me then. I said this earlier. You're essentially, for those $10, you're purchasing a dream. You get to walk around for a couple of days thinking, wow, I can buy a jet and I can buy a swimming pool and I can buy a motorcycle. But you know realistically, your brain knows realistically the odds are so far against you. It's just a dream, right?
Oh, absolutely. But it's fun to dream, right? I mean, everyone has to have a dream, especially after a new year, 2018, a fresh start.
Yeah.
Why not dream about that private jet or that fancy sports car?
Yeah.
What would you get, Doctor?
What would I get?
Yeah. See, I can't even think of it.
Can I guess?
Sure.
The coolest calculator ever invented.
Oh, yes. And a great new computer and a calculator, absolutely. Oh,
he doesn't need a calculator, Bill.
It's all in his head. It just works out in his brain. What would you get? Have you thought about it ever before?
Probably... I don't know, order a 10-pound lobster and celebrate.
Yeah, I can't think of anything either. I like the 10-pound lobster.
Wendy and I were saying yesterday, Dr. Gershman, that because we're fairly realistic people, that we don't even think in those terms, that you know that $1 billion isn't just going to be handed to you. You know, we just get that. So our brains can't even compute what to do with that kind of money. It doesn't even add up.
But in fact, also there's problems. There's taxes, there's all kinds of other problems from winning the lottery. Most lottery winners end up in ruins anyway because of the after effects of winning the lottery.
Yeah.
It'd be dramatic.
Now, so, no one thinks they're going to win both the Powerball and the Mega Millions, correct? Because what are the odds of that? Like,
the chance of winning both of them is astronomically impossible.
All right. So don't think you're getting the billion.
But in fact, the games now are so similar. They're almost the exact same game. They're only one ball apart in terms of how many balls there are in each game. So essentially, it's the same game. There really is no advantage of playing one versus the other.
But what do you make of, because you understand numbers so well, this must really baffle you. Every once in a while, you'll hear a story about a guy or a girl who's won the lottery three times or four times. There was a woman, there was a story about a year ago about some woman who won two different lotteries in the same day. She won two different $1 million lotteries in the same day. How does that happen?
And why didn't you marry her?
how much did they invest? I mean, if you can invest $1 million to get $1 million, then you have net gain of zero. So I wonder how much they purchased to get
Oh, good
the
question. Very, very good
That's
question.
That's true.
Fine print.
All right. Let's finish on this, Dr. Gershman. Because you know numbers so well, if you had to give one piece of solid advice to anybody potentially playing one of these multi-million dollar lotteries, what would that piece of advice be?
Pick your own numbers. Pick numbers generally 32 to 60, 69 or 70 on the games, and then just relax and have fun and don't stress out. If you lose, just don't blame yourself. It's just not worth stressing out over.
You know, in all my years of buying lottery tickets, which really hasn't been that much, I never thought of going 32 and up because that is not going to reflect anyone's birth date. I never thought of that ever. Because usually, you know, you pick a birth date, which goes up to 31 only. I think that's great advice.
This way, because you do win the $1 billion or $500 million, you can keep it all for yourself. You don't have to share it with another.
Ah. Oh, that reminds me. What do you make of this? I used to work with a guy that whenever the lottery would get really, really high like it is now, he would buy two tickets and the same numbers on both tickets because in his head, he said, if I have to split the money with somebody, I'd rather split it with myself than somebody else. That's idiotic,
isn't
it?
That's stupid.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, it doesn't change your expected value, but it's certainly an interesting theory. I never heard of that before.
Yeah, he swore by that. He's like, you know, somebody else is going to pick the numbers. Might as well be me. I'll split the money with me, happier than anybody else.
I mean, it's the same buying two of the same or two different ones. Mathematically, it's the same, but sure, why not? It makes you feel better. More power to him.
Absolutely.
It's all about feeling better.
More power ball to him. Dr. Jason Gershman is our guest, associate professor of at Nova Southeastern University's Department of Mathematics located in Florida. Dr. Gershman, we really appreciate your time. Have a great new year.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A quick break and then more show. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.